This is News Talk 1290 CJBK AM London.
A division of Bell Media.
News Talk 1290 CJBK. CJBK.
The 9 o'clock news brought to you by the Blinder Drapery Company. Simply the best in window coverings. Call 519-641-3022 or visit blindanddrapery.ca.
From the News Talk 1290 newsroom, here is Ed Wilmot.
Good morning. It's 2 minutes past 9 o'clock. Sunny and clear today with a high of 24. Right now we are sitting at 19. Checking the drive this hour, we do have a number of construction notes on the go. Dundas closed today from Richmond to Talbot. LTC buses are being detoured, so do watch for that. Dundas, east end of the city, can be slow going again as well today because of construction. Top story this hour, what longtime political analysts are calling the dirtiest of dirty politics, and only 48 hours away from the London West by-election. The new Democratic Party has taken out an ad in the London Free Press and designed it to imitate a legitimate poll, indicating the NDP is leading when in fact the latest poll indicates the Conservatives are leading. And the New Democrats even go so far as to place the ad right on the front page, imitating a London Free Press news headline. Former London Free Press editor-in-chief Phil McLeod is appalled.
I do appreciate that, you know, this is freedom of speech and all the rest of it, but, you know, the front page of your newspaper in the middle of an election campaign should be reserved for reporting what happened in the campaign, not in trying to give one party an advantage over another.
But London West NDP candidate Peggy Sadler told News Talk 1290 Steve Garrison, no apologies here, all's fair in love, war, and elections.
We need to do whatever it takes to get our message out. All political campaigns, purchase ads. I mean, this is a common, campaign strategy, and we're simply taking this opportunity to use the media, using purchased ad to get our message out.
So far, no comment from the other mainstream candidates in London West. Ali Chabar for the Conservatives, Ken Curran for the Liberals, and the NDP leader Andrea Horvath will be up with Andy Goodman on News Talk 1290 today, right after this newscast.
Now, London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK, London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
So essentially here, let's break it down. What does this ad say here?
Well, what the ad suggests is that the NDP is going to win this election, and here is the poll to prove it. This ad is outrageous. The Free Press should be embarrassed. And most of all, the NDP. This is outrageous.
Well, I disagree, but
they deserve to lose this election because of this ad.
I think they're very clever. Come on, give them some credit.
No, they aren't.
Throw them a bone.
Clever? Are you kidding?
You're talking about it.
You are endorsing a move to mislead the public.
No, they're not.
Anybody, and you said this, I heard your chat with Rick.
Yep.
You said when you saw it, you thought it was a real poll.
That's right.
It's not a real poll.
It is. No, wait a minute.
And it's misleading. It's outrageous.
No,
we should be embarrassed.
You're misleading
here. And the Free Press should be embarrassed.
And we need to do whatever it takes to get our message out. All political campaigns, purchase ads. I mean, this is a common campaign strategy.
Do you think this ad is going to hurt you or help you? What's been the reaction so far this morning?
You're my test case, so I don't know. It sounds like it's been mixed on CJBK's.
I'm saying shame on the NDP, shame on the Free Press. Your thoughts?
I would say shame on the Free Press. I mean, the NDP can do what the NDP wishes. It's a free country, and if somebody is stupid enough to give them that, I mean, go for it. But I would certainly say shame on the newspaper.
So that's the question this morning. Is this ad, which is wrapped around, not in the London Free Press, but wrapped around, literally, the front page of the Free Press, is it brilliant advertising or is it shameful? My own point of view, it's shameful for both the NDP and the Free Press. A political ad disguised as a real poll, shame on the NDP. A political ad disguised as a news story, shame on the London Free Press. Good morning, London. It is Tuesday, the 30th day of July. The show is London Today. My name is Andy Udman. So the big question this morning is the NDP, which keeps talking about openness and honesty and transparent, are they so desperate for votes they're prepared to mislead you? Because I guarantee you, most people who pick up the Free Press will read that poll, those poll results, as the NDP are now in the lead. Have you heard? The NDP are now in the lead, which isn't true. Technically, their ad in the Free Press is accurate, but it is totally misleading. Welcome to the world of politics. And as for the Free Press, are they so desperate for advertising revenue they will now allow a political party, a political ad, to hijack their front page? I'm asking you what you think. 643-1290. The lines are open. Maybe I'm the only one who objects to this kind of misleading ad. Let me know how you feel. Also on the show this morning, allegations from the Freedom Party that the Tory candidate, Ali Chabar, has some explaining to do about his wife's political activism in the past and her strong stand against Israel and her position on Sharia law. From there, we move to the plan at City Hall to devise a way to suck $10 million out of your pocket and mine to fuel this new job creation scheme up at Western. Even Joni Beckler is on board. Should we be nervous about handing politicians all that lovely money? And the CAA is launching their four-week-long crackdown on distracted driving. Anything which cracks down on distracted driving is a good thing. So, it is a great day for talk radio and a great day to talk about what's happening in London West, because the by-election is now just a couple of days away in, so it's Tuesday, the by-election is Thursday. In just a moment, we're going to talk to Andrea Horvath. I do want to take a couple of quick calls to see what you think about this ad in the London Free Press. Maureen, you're up first this morning. How are you?
I'm just fine, Andy. I listened to Andrea and Peggy on the phone line last night. They had a meeting.
Oh, yes, they called you, too. I don't know how Peggy got to all these people, because she called me, and I started talking to her. Then I realized it was a recorded call. Did you tune in?
No,
to
it wasn't a recorded call. Well, maybe it was. It was a sort of a town hall meeting.
Yes.
And I really wanted to speak to Peggy. It's getting really close, and I still don't know who to vote for. Well,
Maureen, we're going to be talking about the election all this hour. Call me late in the hour and see if you've decided then, because we're going to talk to Andrea in just a moment. What did you think of the ad in the London Free Press?
Well, I was completely taken aback by it. It's not true. I thought it was true when I first read it. I turned the radio on, realized it wasn't true. I don't like it.
What did the ad say to you when you
wanted to vote for NDP, and now I can't, and I'm furious about it.
Maureen, what makes you furious about the ad?
Well, because I thought it was true.
I
wasn't impressed with the town hall meeting. Andrea took over. I hardly heard anything from Peggy. And I looked and I thought, well, I must have been wrong. Everybody else must have been impressed.
Maureen, back to the ad, because I want to get to Andrea
The ad is misleading.
What did you think it said at first when you first read it?
I thought that the NDP had it in the bag.
Right, exactly. And that's why the ad is so misleading. I'm playing these calls first because I want Andrea to hear them so she knows what the feeling is. Derek, your thoughts quickly.
Andy, I'll make this very brief. Ask Andrea if the news is for sale now.
Okay.
Because this is absolute nonsense. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to call up the Free Press with a whole bunch of phony stories and see if I can sell them to them, because this is total BS. Ask her that.
Okay, as long as you're prepared to pay for the ad, they'll be willing to talk to you. Jim, go ahead.
I'm going to prove your point, Andy. This morning in Tim Hortons, I took the ad and I crumpled it up and began throwing it away. And many patrons said, hey, what are you doing throwing the front page of the Free Press away? They knew exactly what they were doing. And it's a lie. It was a misleading lie, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, well, let's talk to Andrea Horvath and ask her. Andrea, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, my pleasure, Andy. How you doing?
Good. I want to make sure that before you leave this show, you have a chance to make your key points. But you can hear what is the talk of London this morning. If you wanted to get attention for the NDP, you've done it with this ad.
Well, you know what? It's really clear that the ad is clear that it talks about southwestern Ontario. That's exactly what it says on the ad. That's exactly the truth in terms of what the polling says. But look, this is about shaking people up and waking them up. The Liberals thought they could have a dead in the middle of the summer election and people would sleepwalk to the polls and not be paying attention. And what we wanted to do is use every tool possible to give people the wake-up call and let them know that Thursday's election day, and let's not just go through this next couple of days and not thinking at all about the campaign. And so we're happy that it's caused an effect. That's what it was meant to do, and that's the tools that we have available. We're going to use them the best that we can to try to make our point.
Andrea, the surveys all show that when it comes to a choice for party leader, you lead the polls. You outrank Tim Hudak. You outrank Kathleen Wynne. They just like you. And callers to this show tell us it's because they just feel like you're the woman next door. You're smart. You're savvy. And then they say, she's honest. I trust her. Andrea, can I suggest this ad in the Free Press, technically it's correct. Because if you look carefully, there's a little arrow, and people are not going to see it. They're simply going to see the poll results, and they think the ad shows that the NDP is leading. The fact is, Forum, the same company that did this poll that you're quoting from, most recently was reported in the Toronto Star, and the NDP was not leading. The Tories were leading 36%, the NDP were at 31%, and the Liberals at 17%. That's the truth. And you heard from the callers. They think, from looking at this ad in the London Free Press, that you're leading. The ad, while technically correct, is misleading. Your comment.
Well, no, Andy, I mean, you've just actually said it yourself. There's all kinds of polls out there. They show different things, and as long as you're putting the poll forward and you're clear about what that poll is, which we are, you're providing information. But look, polls are polls. The most important poll is the one that happens on election day. And what we want to make sure is that people don't sleepwalk through the next 2 days and either forget to vote or you know, don't bother voting. We want to make sure that people are aware of the election and that they're motivated to go out and vote. And that's what this is all about. And again, this is something that that is a tool that's available to any of the political parties. We've utilized that tool in a way that I think is going to be helpful in terms of getting people out to the polls and make sure that they're ready to, you know, to cast their ballot. And that's the whole purpose of using that tool.
As for wrapping the Free Press in the ad, I don't criticize you for that. If they were going to accept your money to do that, I think it's shameful on the part of the Free Press. But let's move on. That's not your issue. Andrea, you're in London this morning. What's your agenda for the day?
I have a number of really great things that I'm going to be doing. The first event is going to be talking to some folks who, frankly, used to be Liberal voters, and many, many Liberal voters have decided they're not voting Liberal this time. They've walked away from the Liberals. So we're going to be talking to those folks who've decided they're going to be backing Peggy because they know that she's a local businesswoman who's going to be able to have a strong voice on their behalf at Queen's Park. So we're starting there. I'm going to be meeting with some seniors today, going to be meeting with some moms who are concerned about child care. So it's quite a busy day, a number of different things. And then later on in the afternoon, I'll be spending some time with the volunteers on the campaign just to thank them and, you know, get their spirits up for the last leg of the journey, if you will.
This race, Andrew, in my humble opinion, is between you and the Tories. Ken Curran is going to get his pants kicked. Why is that?
Well, I think the whole way that this was approached by the Liberals and Mr. Curran was cynical, and this is the very kind of cynicism that has turned people off of the Liberals over the last number of years, and that's, I think, what's driven people away from the Liberals in this campaign. And I think you're right. I mean, the choice is between, you know, basically Peggy, who's a small businesswoman, who's you know, someone who's very well-known in the community, who's got experience as a school board trustee, and who's proven to be able to get results in that role and can get results at Queen's Park, or Tim Hudak Tory, who's basically going to grandstand on the sidelines like the Conservatives have done for such a long time now. So the choice is pretty clear, and I'm just hoping that folks don't forget that Thursday's election day and that they head to the polls, and we'll see what happens on Thursday when the polls come in.
In less than 30 seconds, if you could, what's the number one thing voters in London West should consider as they step into the booth on Thursday?
Who's going to fight for them and have a strong voice for them, and who's prepared to get results? I mean, I think those are the key issues. London has been suffering for a long time now from job loss, and Conservatives and Liberals have the same plans when it comes to jobs. It's all about tax cuts, and it's all about the HST. These are things that haven't worked. New Democrats know that there are different ways to engage employers in the effort of making jobs available to people, and that's something that we're very much prioritizing.
To put it another way, Andrew, what do you think the number one issue, I had a bit of an argument with Tim Hudak on this, what do you think the number one issue is in London West?
Well, I think the number one issue in and of itself is jobs. And then I think in terms of who you would choose on jobs, I think it's making sure that you have somebody that's going to fight for London and that's going to get results for them. And I think Peggy, far and above, has those skills.
Let me have the same little discussion with you. Can I respectfully suggest the issue, judging by all the callers we've had over recent weeks, is not jobs. That's an important issue. The economy, crucial issue. The deficit, a crucial issue. The number one issue after the gas plant fiasco is trust. Number one issue is trust, and the number one two issue is confidence. Confidence that whoever we elect has the ability and the moral integrity to do what's right for Ontario.
No, that's a good point, Andy. I mean, and I think it really sums up the reason why people are walking away from the Liberals in droves, not just in London West, but in all of these five by-elections. I hear it a lot. And again, it's something that I think speaks to the need to be clear with people about your plans and be direct about how you achieve them. And I think that that's what New Democrats have shown. Yes, we got criticism over the budget, but let's face it, we were practical, we were pragmatic, we were doing what we thought our job was, which was to actually get results for people. And you know what? We know that there's an election, general election, going to come within the next little while, but at the very least, we need to try to get some things done for folks, and that's what we tried to do.
The point I'm making about trust is absolutely crucial, I think, Andrea. It is the number one issue. All the other issues like jobs and the economy and the deficit and turbines, they're all in there. But, boy, after what Dalton McGuinty did to us, we feel betrayed. And the number one issue is trust. And that's why it's so crucial that Londoners understand that Andrea Horvath is an honest person and would not take out an ad in the Free Press, which is misleading. And Andrea, I'm going to say it again, and you heard it from our callers one after the ad, that ad is misleading. And a lot of people are disappointed that the NDP would mislead voters 2 days before Election Day.
Well, again, I believe the ad very clearly states what it's representing. And there are a number of different polls out there, and there are a number of different polls that could have been used by any of the parties in any way that they want. I think the most important thing for people to remember is that Thursday is Election Day. You have a choice between someone who's going to make a lot of noise on the sidelines, not get anything done because it's in the best interest of their political party, or you have a choice between someone who's a proven leader in your community who has a great deal of integrity and who will fight hard for you and try to get results for you at Queen's Park. And I think those are the two different choices. Of course, the latter choice being Peggy Sattler, the NDP candidate.
Really quickly, Andrew, what kind of turnout would you be happy with? What kind of turnout do you expect, not just in London West, but in the five by-elections?
Well, you know what, Andy, this is the other big frustration. We all know that by-elections actually have lower voter turnouts than normal campaigns. And these days, normal campaigns end up being, in some cases, less than 50%, which is problematic. But in the dead of a summer, right before a long weekend, you know, I don't even know what the turnout's going to be. I don't expect it to be very high. And I think that was another cynical move by the Liberals to try to advantage themselves as the governing party in a kind of a summer by-election right before a long weekend. So, again, we're hoping that that the ad shook people up and it's going to get them motivated to vote. And we actually hope that people don't take this for granted and realize that this is their chance to send a strong message to the Liberals and to elect somebody that's going to be in their corner for the next little while.
Andrea, it's a pleasure. I understand you don't even need your GPS in London anymore. You are so familiar with this town, you could now drive yourself without any aids or maps. So we thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Andy, as always.
Thank you. She's so darn nice. Oh, I hate it when politicians are nice. And I like her as much as any of the politicians. And that's why I think it's absolutely crucial that we deal with this issue of the NDP ad. Do you feel misled? Do you feel like you've been hoodwinked? I do. And that's why I'm so disappointed that the NDP would run this ad. That ad on the front of the Free Press says to me the NDP are leading 36 to 30 to 24. That's not what the ad says if you read it carefully. Notice the wee little arrows. It's all about the fine print. Roger, your thoughts this morning.
I think it's totally deceptive. And she knows it. And the Free Press will take your money for any advertising you want to put there, obviously. And you'll even put a special wrapper on the front of your paper if you pay extra, I guess. It's just totally desperate move by a party that really wants power. But when it gets power, it doesn't know what to do with it. Because she just props up the Liberals. Yet she plays like she's got this holy job to do as an NDPer.
Chat with Rick. Yep. You said when you saw it, you
to quote the great politician Gretchen. Remember, he said, the truth is the truth is the truth. And she had forgot about the truth a long time ago.
Roger, we have to leave it there. 9:30 news. In just a moment, we'll be back with more on this. It's finally heating up. People are finally showing some interest in London West, and yet there's going to be a miserable turnout. It's very, very sad. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.